This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, I did an off-air interview with Eric Bolling that just went up on Infowars.com. It's pretty good. Want to tune into it? I sent Bolling a clip. By the way, did McBreen ever get that video done? Remember, I wanted you guys to check the players where we have Bolling saying, oh, there's no bombs in the buildings, and I have Trump saying it. They sent that over because, man, I've been in some meetings about that. I'm just saying, because we get all these great videos, you get dumped in the file, but that's the thing about humans now. They talk on phones, they talk in text, they send things to files, but they don't communicate. So, I'm going to do the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. In fact, I'm going to stay here. In fact, Beckett isn't coming on. I'm hosting the third hour now because I see him getting ready. He'll be on. We are going to play that clip. It's going to happen. I called it right now myself. And I'm not mad. I'm going to call too. But, a couple days I've wanted this clip. And, I've just gotten to where I'm going to make a big thing on air about this. Because that's how I get my clips. That's how I do it. And everybody's got to remember, it's okay to be on computers and phones, but you've got to learn to be conscious. You've got to learn. Hey, I got you live on air. I got on my knees hard this morning. It's like a frickin', I could edit in 5 minutes. Can I just have Trump talk about bombs in buildings with Bolling?
Yeah, he's making it. And in fact,
we're not airing it then. 2 days for that? I'm not airing it. Boom, not airing it. That's what I meant. So it's nobody's fault. We just don't have it. I'll do it myself. I'm not mad. Just fine. But here's the thing. I could get 1,000 things done, but if I want something, it doesn't happen. I just want Bolling saying, you're insane, saying bombs in the buildings, and then I want that damn clip. I mean, that is literally 5 minutes here. I don't want some fancy pants thing. See, that's not how the world works. People don't want fancy pants. They want the clip now. That's what they want. Get the punches out, man. We got 53 days out. No more games. Oh, Jesus. I wanted it when he was on the show. Maybe I'll have it next week. You think I want to say the government blew up the World Trade Centers? It's what happened. Somebody blew them up. They're on camera saying, get back. They're blowing them up. And then you've got the seismographs. I don't know what happened. You think I wanted to lose 70% of my stations on 9/11? You think I want to have them trying to kill me? I don't want to lie to you. In fact, I am mentally ill. No, it's true. Most people can lie their ass off. I have a real problem with it. I do. I have a real problem lying. It's like, to me, it's some metaphysical fraud. It's like, I just don't like it. It's not like... I'm going to come back and take a few calls, and we'll let Dr. Campaigners take over here. And I'm going to try as hard as I can today. And I probably need to take some time off. I've been a little bit stressed out. I do not want clips of them saying they blew up the World Trade Center on CNN and BBC with Bolling. I do not want it. I will have it in 2 minutes. It'll be like the most magic, and I'm not mad at the crew. It's like, I don't understand how if I say something is an emergency, I don't get it. And I've learned if I bitch on air, I somehow get it. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop right now. It's just so frustrating to sit there with Bolling, who means well. He's a Boy Scout, man. He like, you know, oh, my God, I love America. No way, Alex, you're making up bombs in the building. Bolling, do you think I want to just say that for fun, dude? I want the country to be run by good people. I don't want to have to think like that. I don't want to have to live like this. But you know what? I'm going to tell the truth no matter what happens. And it's not because I'm some goody two-shoes. I respect myself and you too much to not feed you a load of horse crap. We'll be back with EarthPulse.com. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much. Much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, next month we'll air this thing that I got. Seriously, I'm not going to do this thing where I always rush and always release it on Friday night at like midnight so no one sees it. Like this metaphysical, everything's released at midnight on Friday night. Now, seriously, I've said, what is this thing where we release stuff on Friday night? Like, oh, I did this all week and then I just pinned it to the refrigerator wall at the last minute. Next Tuesday, not even Monday, but next Tuesday, when I'm hosting here, we're going to air bombs in the buildings, firefighters saying it, molten lava, and emergency managers and Trump saying there's bombs in the buildings, and then Eric Bolling in here saying I'm crazy for even questioning what I saw on television. Next Tuesday at 11:30 Central, that's when it's going to air, or I'm going to shut InfoWars down. Now, and I think metaphysically this is a rule. Because I don't think this can happen. I don't think it will happen. Seriously, I'm not even complaining. I'm learning how the universe works. It's really weird. It's like a thing, you know. So we're going to do that. Dr. Beggs is coming next segment. Let's go ahead and take a few calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to, we've got Edgar in Texas, and we've got Travis in California, and so much more here, Nick in Connecticut. So let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Connecticut. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Awesome show, awesome news, awesome entertainment. I'm a huge fan, and I just wanted to thank you for teaching me about Antifa. I think I saw my first two Antifas in Connecticut, so heads on a swivel for the midterm election.
And again, those are leftist brown shirts running around beating people to death, yeah.
Yeah, they look like emaciated, sickly, weird-looking people. Soy boys for sure, but even
worse. Oh, they definitely look like demon-possessed meth heads.
It ain't right, and I wanted to thank you.
I want to thank you, man. We're in the fight. So what's on your mind today? What do you think you're going to do for the midterm? I think they're going to say something big. They're certainly hyping it.
Yeah, people are kind of weenies, those types of people, especially in Connecticut. So, like I said, heads on a swivel, but they'll probably try some minor physical actions at the election polling places. Who knows? But I'm mentally ready for it. I don't want any fights. But by God, if they come at me.
Oh, God forbid civilization collapse and we start having to actually fight. Oh, God, I'm so scared. I mean, aren't you scared of what we'll do if there's an actual war with these people? God, I'm so afraid of them. I mean, aren't you afraid of them right now, Nick? Aren't you afraid?
No.
I'm so afraid right now, Nick.
Now, I watched your Proud Boys videos, and I couldn't believe how weak they were. I'm not a powerhouse myself, but I'm ex-military. I tried boxing for a while, and I said, that's it? That's all they are?
You can hold your own.
Yeah.
Well, let me guess. I bet if you get down, you can kick some ass. Like somebody's beating your head in the concrete, I bet you can go Donkey Kong on them, right?
Yeah, there's something about really getting your ass kicked when nothing else matters. I think that brings out a lot of power inside of you. stop talking about things when things are really
happening. Those bullies start crying for their mommy, too.
Oh, boy. Now, I've been around the block, boxing, wrestling. I've gotten my ass kicked before. I know what it feels like. But, yeah.
Well, yeah, as tough as you are, there's some people so fast, it's like, you know, it's like bam, 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 body slam. But then they always think they've got you at that point, and you get right in the throat. That's the thing about it. Most folks are really tough. They think they got you, and they have this little celebration moment, and that's when you get them.
Nice.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate your call. And I'm sorry I threw a fit earlier. I'm really pissed off about the globalists. I apologize. And I'm just really mad about everything, and I just want to fight hard. And I kind of flip out like, who's the basketball coach that throws chairs at people and stuff? I don't really do that. But, man, I'm just Bob Knight. Yeah, I do project some of my anger. That's why I got to take a week off. Oh, I got to take a week off next week for a custody battle for my kids. Oh, it's such a vacation. I'm not complaining. It's just like, God, man, I am just like, I'm sitting there listening to Eric Bolling, and he's a sweet guy. And he's just like, oh, my God, how dare you say that 9/11 is an inside job. He doesn't even know what that means. And I'm like, well, we have clips of them saying they blew up Building 7. No, you don't. You say you do. And I'm like, well, we have clips of the 28 pages, and we have clips of, you know, Trump saying there's bombs. No, you don't. And I'm like, can I, you know, I figure I could just have that clip, like, you know, have it. And I'm not mad. Well, there's this thing when I ask for, here's what it is. They want to make it really fancy. So I should have asked Matt, because Matt would just put the clips together in like 10 minutes. Matt's great. McBreen will have it all fancy and all beautiful and all little bells and whistles and ding-dong this and ding-dong that. But I want to show it now. I want to show you that. Because, you know, it's like Bowling said. You don't have a video of them saying they blew up 7. Dude, I got 5 videos. ABC, CBS, 2 CNNs. I've got the video. We had a good show today. Now I'm blowing the whole thing, and I apologize. I don't bitch and complain, but let me just, it's very traumatic to think about 9/11. People ask me, why don't you cover 9/11 a lot anymore? Because it's depressing. Because people want to argue about it. So, like, fine, the Tooth Fairy did it. Believe whatever you want. At a certain point, it's like you've heard a song you love 1,000 times, suddenly you hate it. I know more about 9/11 than most people will ever even imagine. And I'm not bragging. And it becomes this conundrum and this riddle, and it's totally fake. But then there's so much fake crap, you don't even know what's true anymore. But Bowling, I said, hey, Bowling, 2 passports got found the day after in the rubble. Hundreds of millions of pieces of paper, blown up buildings. Do you believe 2 passports got found in the rubble? Because if he believes that, he thinks he found gold in a leprechaun's butt. Okay? I don't mean a gross analogy, but or he found the end of the rainbow, or he found the, you know, seriously. 2 passports in the rubble? He goes, well, what does that mean? The firefighters blew it up? I don't know what it means. The story isn't true. Edgar in Texas, thanks for holding. Nick Baggett's coming up next segment. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, that if they really think that, you know, InfoWars is the only, you know, platform that's kind of like awake and everything like that, they're very, very, very mistaken, because, I mean, you got a lot of people that I know personally.
Let me be clear. They don't think that. When they set the precedent to ban me, then the dominoes all fall.
Yeah. I wanted to say this too. You know, they've been calling, like, for example, with the whole Marco Rubio thing, they were calling you crazy. I don't know who it was that was on, like, it was like a talk show host person. It's one of your recording clips that you play. He's like, yeah, he suppresses the media or whatever. If they're calling you crazy, they're calling us crazy, because we listen to you, you know, and that offends me personally, because I know I'm not crazy. I'm a normal human being. I have a normal job. You know, I'm out here providing.
Yeah, but see, if you have survival instinct, they call that crazy. Being crazy just means the system says you're not complying with our corporate override that you're supposed to be under our control. That's all that is. It's sociopathic control freaks that lust after destroying free will. God's for free will. They're not, brother. So it's a badge of courage that they attack you.
Right, right. But yeah, you know, with the whole midterm thing, I think right now, I think personally, I mean, I think they're probably going to try to come after just the rest of the patriots that are out there. But just because...
Oh, they're already banning everybody. I mean, that's what this is. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if, I just want to say though, like they're really stupid. Like they think that they're just going to do that and then, oh yeah, it's all good. Like everybody's quiet now. Nobody can talk. We're just going to steal the election. If we don't have our country, we don't have our freedom. And you're going to see a lot of people rise up.
No, you're right. It's definitely blowing up in their face. All right, brother, thank you so much. Well, we can take 20 phone calls, and I'm sorry to all the other callers. Dr. Nick Begich is coming up, and then we've got the war with Owen Schroeder coming up after that. And then next Tuesday, it won't be Sunday when I host, it won't be Monday, because we're going to give people plenty of time. It'll be next Tuesday.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to Infowars.com. This is Dr. Nick Begich for the last hour of the broadcast this Friday. And I'm coming to you again from my home in Alaska. I've been gone for about 3 weeks. It's good to be back home. And, you know, I want to encourage people to think about Alex right now and just the pressure that happens when you're under the gun a bit, and he is, and lift him up, really, and support the network and the people behind this bit of alternative news. You know, when you think about the program, think about some of the products, Survival Shield, 25% off. It's a last chance on that special. Also, Alex is carrying all of my books, all of my videos. You can see those at InfoWarsStore.com. All of that is up. Tim has put all that stuff up there, and that supports Alex and maintains the program when you support InfoWarsStore.com. So take a look. There's products there, and we all appreciate it when you support Alex in that way and the team at InfoWars.com. You know, I want to talk a little bit, sort of take it a different direction when we're thinking about globalists and the economy and sort of what drives it all. And whenever I travel, I turn on the television every once in a while, which I don't do at home because I don't watch television otherwise. And I'm always amazed at just the general degradation of what they call news. And then they accuse what's going on here is fake news. Give me a break. The mainstream has really has a whole different view of news than I certainly do. And I think here's how I read it. All right. Multi-generational transformation, you know, and as generations fade away and new ones come, people lose historical perspective. And I want to get into some of that today. You know, and I travel around the world a lot. I've been Europe probably 40, 50 times in the last 25 years, Latin America, Asia, all over. And the overlays by the globalists are a little different, you know, in each area. They're sort of got a cultural tone. But it's all about markets and resources. And when you look at Europe, for instance, right now, and you think about European institutions, you think about the European Central Bank, which is like our Federal Reserve. It's a bunch of bankers, nobody elected, running the currency for more than one country, even a whole bunch of countries, who gave up their currency to a central bank. The U.S. has a Federal Reserve system, which essentially is the same thing. 300 member banks running the currency. And when you think about this on a global level, this is the trade. This is the money changers, if you will, at the temple door. This is the tables you want to kick over when you think about what they actually control. Because real economics is based on four things. This is what economics will teach you. It's based on labor. Land and natural resources is the second thing. Third is capital equipment, things that make things like factories and caterpillars and even shovels, you know, when you get right down to it. Horses and buggies, tractor trailers, you know, factories, all of that. And then you have entrepreneurship, creativity. These are the four factors of what drives a real economy. Labor. And let's talk about labor for a minute. What's coming and what's here. Robotics. in the next 15 years, their sand will replace, maybe sooner even, 30% of blue-collar jobs from all jobs, for that matter, truck drivers, taxi drivers, drivers of all kinds, fruit pickers, pickers, you know, people who harvest fruits and vegetables, all of it from menial, hard, back-breaking tasks to the most complex factories in the world are being automated to the point where labor will be much different. Even self-replicating, self-repairing machines, machines that will change everything about labor. So as a factor of real economics, this is a thing to consider. Where we go, what policy looks like, how do we function within that in terms of our education systems, our infrastructures, you know, how does that all work? Because that's a big factor. Land and natural resources is a factor. The United States, and I've talked about it before on the program, natural resources in Alaska, particularly as it relates to the United States, 18% of the landmass, more coastline than the West Gulf and East Coast combined, and is in Alaska, which is tremendous fishing resources, geothermal, oil and gas. 34 of the strategic minerals, including rare earths, are here in world-class mineable quantities. Some are already developed in world-class mines in Alaska. We talked about that in previous segments. But, you know, when I think about what drives economies, you know, land and natural resources held in common by Americans and our public lands and resources, this is huge. When you think of Alaska, this is where the big plays are being made. And most of the companies developing mines here are not domestic. They're multinational companies coming in because this is a safe political environment. We have the strictest environmental rules, both in Alaska and nationally, but it's also a safe political environment. You're not going to get chopped up and put in a drum and floating down a river like you would in some places in Africa or other parts of the world that are pretty dangerous. You know, so when you think of natural resources and the connection of bringing Alaska's resource to the rest of the United States, what we're short is a railroad. And the road system is in the south-central part of the state where you see clouds on the map if you have the visual images up. But essentially, very little of the state has roads. Most of it is wilderness. And what we need is a railroad infrastructure that links us in to the railroad system in Canada, which is pushing through into BC and into the Yukon territories today. And then that would take us, our resources, from railroads to riches, bring our natural resources into the Midwest, the Rust Belt of the United States, and really put labor and capital equipment and the things that represent economic activity to work. You know, this is what can happen. And what we're not doing is looking at, as we have for the last 250 years, the development of natural resources and infrastructures. And in the modern world, those infrastructures are communication, transportation, information systems. And today, the most efficient is rail, overland, and shipping. And we don't have the ports, we don't have the rail connections to the biggest chunk of undeveloped natural resources of the United States, Alaska, and the resources we hold in common here, and that the state and Native organizations hold in Alaska. When you think about capital equipment underutilized and the opportunity to develop value added with these natural resources, this requires a commitment to infrastructure. We're going to be back after the break. This is Dr. Nick Begich standing in for this last hour. We're Infowars.com, and go by Infowarsstore.com. You'll see all of the products there. And take a look. 25% off on Survival Shield. We'll be right back after these brief messages. Dr. Nick Begich for Infowars.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Dr. Nick Begich standing in this last hour on a Friday from my home in Alaska. And before the break, I was talking about infrastructure and the four factors of real economic production. When you study economics, it's land and labor. Land and natural resources, number two. Number three, capital equipment, things that make things like factories and shovels. And lastly, entrepreneurship, creativity. And when you think about sort of how this all goes, what is the medium between those four factors of production is money, currency. used to be backed by gold, silver, something real. So when you were trading things, you had some kind of representative value. And now it's on the good faith and credit of the Federal Reserve System in the U.S. and the European Central Bank in most of Europe and other institutions for other countries. But the currency as the way of controlling governments and controlling countries is, in fact, what investment bankers and bankers around the world have recognized long ago. And when you think about the robber barons of the late 1800s and the 1800s, and even going back further in our history, the United States after the colonial wars, where we won our independence from England, they had a saying, not worth a continental. Well, that was the currency of the day, and there was nothing to back it up. The money system was in shambles. It wasn't worth a continental. And money that our revolutionaries who had fought and died for and sacrificed for was worthless, basically. But they held it, hoping someday the script would be honored. And meanwhile, speculators went around and collected it all up, bought it up for like 10 cents on the dollar. And then later, the United States government, under lobby pressure from people that bought up those continentals, there's one on the screen. You know, what they ended up doing is they bought them up for 10 cents on the dollar. The U.S. borrowed money from France, paid them off in gold at 100 cents on the dollar later, and it was speculators that won, not the revolutionaries. You know, and it's kind of been that deal with bankers throughout our history. A really great book. I read it years ago. There's one, The New American History by W.E. Woodard, and it's actually from 1936. But the guy talked to people who'd been there, you know, more or less, people who were living and could tell them the stories of our history in a pretty dramatic way. But when you think about the Federal Reserve, the Civil War itself, after the Civil War, income tax, late 1800s, was tried. And in 1894, the U.S. Supreme Court voted down as unconstitutional. You couldn't tax labor. That was involuntary servitude, even if it was a government. So there was a constitutional amendment made in 1913. We got the Federal Reserve, which was the hijacking from the robber barons who were literally hijacking the national wealth by taking the transportation corridors, so that if you were growing wheat in Kansas, you were being robbed on the transportation costs by the robber barons who owned the granaries and owned everything, you know, bringing that grain to market. So, I mean, it was systems of control. And today, it's the communication system. Think about what's happened with Alex over the last several weeks and censorship by the main media, the, if you will, communications industry and the media industry, which if you look at a percentage of GDP, a percentage of the world's economy, it's a big chunk of the money. But think of the robber barons that created taxation, and income taxes, and then also at the same time created the Federal Reserve systems, which have never been audited. You know, here we are 109 years later and no full audit of the Federal Reserve. Give me a break. You know, there's a partial audit done showing trillions and trillions of dollars loaned out during the crisis of 2008 and its aftermath. But, you know, a full review of what these institutions represent, because they control the money supply, if you will. The money supply, which is the money that transfers between labor, natural resources, things factories build, and entrepreneurship. And that money is constrained by Federal Reserve organizations. When, you know, really it's about supply and demand, right? Is there a shortage of any of those things? Natural resources, labor, I mean, all of it on a global basis? No. What the globalists have done is transfer wealth. Okay, they're looking at the world now, looking at 300 million in the U.S., and not so big of a market anymore when you got 4 billion people expected to jump into the middle class globally in the next, you know, several decades. But, hey, that's where the money's moving, places like China and India. And what's happened there is the postscript to what's happening here. In India, they got rid of the e-currencies, you know, all Bitcoin and all that in terms of central banks. They got rid of their 1,000 and 2,000 rupee notes and called them back. And if you didn't turn them in a certain amount of time and pay what taxes are due on them. And they're making money and social systems all electronic using iris scans, fingerprints, facial recognition, those three. And they have most of the population already in the system. In China, as has been reported, they do social media or the social medias of all kinds. whether it's Google or the Facebooks or their own local versions of the same, the software that's been developed to socially profile, like, credit score of the population, so it decides who gets to eat, who gets to drink, who goes to college, who doesn't, who travels, who gets passports. This is what is happening in China. Okay, so you've got bank regulators looking at your credit scores and social scores by the social media, Facebook, Google, Apple, all these organizations, Amazon and the rest of them. These represent the trillion-dollar industries of the 21st century. Technology, where power is. Think about what makes government strong in the world. It's technology, and the control and command of technology is now infrastructure. So when you look across at first the banking systems, the beginning of the hijacking of our wealth, that continues to this day. In fact, if you look at the wealth of the nation and determine a sort of a different view of how we manage it, if we took back from the Federal Reserve, for instance, the control of our money supply, if we developed our natural resources truly in the national interest, which is yours and mine, which is retiring our national debt, if we looked at our economy differently, our infrastructure differently, as an engine that we own at least a big chunk of these resources, need to be doing a little bit more for the American people and the American public, and truly American companies, not multinationals who don't pay taxes here, who duck and dodge, including the big Facebooks and Googles and all of them, who have used tax shelters around the world. And why are they attacking Trump? Because he's taxing their foreign income for the first time. Just like American citizens, you know, treat a corporation, they got freedom of speech like we do. Give me a break. To control political processes as individuals do, give me a break. But they're not taxed the same as individuals until Trump's tax act that started taxing national companies on their foreign income, even if it is at a reduced rate. At least tax it like the rest of us, which is not a reduced rate. For you, for me as private citizens, we live somewhere else, we're taxed on our global income as U.S. citizens. That's just part of the deal of being Americans. Ought to be the same for the corporations. So we need to go a little further in this. If you go back to 1913, when we got the first income tax, they also put in for the mineral industry and the oil and the energy industry, oil and gas, depletion allowances, which cut their effective tax rate in half. It's kind of a fictitious accounting thing you get to do. Depletion allowances. If you look at it and you look at what happens, you get to write off as you're depleting your natural resources, half of their value against your net income. So you're paying half rate. So if your tax is corporation at 20%, you're taxed effectively at 10% when you factor this little accounting adjustment in there that's been there for over 109 years, or 106 years, with no changes. And you really, we need to revisit some of the things that happened when the Tax Act was passed and where we are today, because the evolution has shifted it to you and me, to the taxing our labor, something that was unconstitutional, thought of as slavery, involuntary servitude. So we need to go back a couple generations and revisit the value systems that drove the country from our origins. This is Dr. Nick Begich. You're listening to InfoWars.com. Stay tuned for the following messages and support the network by paying attention. Thank you very much for being.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and you're listening to InfoWars Live. And this is, again, the last segment of a Quick Friday. Always enjoy being here. We were just before the break talking again about sort of how all of this started. You know, when you think about income taxes and the rules that began, you know, income taxes didn't even kick in 1913 until you made over $22,000 a year, which in those days, most people in America, probably 90% of Americans, didn't make $22,000. So they didn't pay any income taxes. It was for the rich, essentially, and it went up from 1% to 6% if you made over $500,000 a year, which was an enormous sum in 1913. And then gradually, of course, all of that creeped up, and you see where it is today. Things didn't change. Depletion allowances stayed in for all of that time, over 100 years, haven't gone away. And as a matter of disclosure, I have mineral interests in Alaska. I have some valuable copper and silver properties here in Alaska. And so when I'm talking about this loophole, it benefits me personally, but I think it ought to be eliminated. It's just a hangover that certainly industry doesn't want. Most people in my industry like this tax advantage, and I certainly can appreciate it. But it's not really the right thing. It really benefits the few. And here, think about it. You're depleting the natural resource, one of these factors of production economy that I spoke about. We depreciate things that have value added, depreciate like buildings and equipment because it wears out. But these are natural resources that are taken from the ground, and I can see the theory on this that eventually they go away, but they're not valued at full value in the ground. It's all that value added that you do get to deduct. As you take it out and depreciate your capital equipment that does that and write off your labor and expenses and so on. But then you get this added advantage. And I don't know that that's right. You get the reclamation, you get to write off all of that as part of the deal. To me, we need to revisit this because this is really creating a huge benefit for oil, gas, and minerals companies that get them an unfair advantage in taxation in both their domestic and global operations when you look at this accounting trick, if you will. But when you think of the hijacking of natural resources, think of utility companies today, energy companies that evolved over the last 100 years, transportation, communications, pharmacology, the military-industrial complex. You know, another area of huge amount of our economy goes to defending the world. Okay, the world ought to be maybe paying the bill, you know, which is one of Donald Trump's things with NATO. And if you look at those numbers and you look at it globally, we spend way too much money. And in fact, we have over 850 bases around the world and stations around the world, most of which we could operate from the United States, moving those billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars in economic activity back to the United States. It would create two or three jobs for every direct job that we brought back. Right now, those jobs are created overseas. And we're paying for it. And a lot of it, both in cash and taxes, like for the American taxpayer, and in debt, quite frankly. And the rest of the world should be paying their bill, not just us. When you look around the world at the cost of that, again, this is another hijacking of America for primarily multinational corporations' interests. And if you look at where these bases are, yeah, they're in the most volatile places on the planet where problems happen. But we can be anywhere from the United States, stretching from the Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands in the Atlantic, and then in Alaska in the northern region, across the globe in the entire northern hemisphere, or Guam in the South Pacific and Asia, which is, again, U.S. Holdings, Marshall Islands as well. You know, we have places that we can jump off of sort of our own territorial boundaries safely, including the Aleutian Chain, a lot of places. But again, re-sort of evaluating how our economy goes, we have to look at defense and how we spend our money and where we put men and women in harm's way. It's the biggest area of national costs. We have to look at the national activity in terms of education in some of the departments that really belong to states and should be relegated to states. Only those few things at a national level that truly belong. Interstate commerce, I understand, has been a little bit stretched, but we understand national defense, of course, is easy to understand, trade and treaties and so on at the national level. But at the same time, recognizing the sovereignty of states and what states should be able to do for ourselves. But more importantly, looking at the evolution of national politics, national institutions. You know, whether you're on the left or the right, the national parties are equally corrupt. That's why in the last election cycle, the most extremes from those parties are the ones who legitimately should have won the nominations. That wasn't Hillary Clinton on the other side. And 16 mainstream Republicans knocked out, you know, in the course of what happened in the Republican side. These are rebellions against national institutions. You see the same things happen in other organizations at the national level. Business organizations, unions, banks, and so on, taking greater control of what happens within the mind of the public and ultimately within the consciousness of the public. Think of mainstream media. Think of the entertainment industry. Who owns them? China owns a big chunk of them. Foreign investors own big chunks of our media and control major aspects of what happens in the United States. by controlling the news feed, the information technologies, the communication technologies. And then when you think about what's been developed for the Chinese, for the Indian governments by multinational corporations, being applied to the social media of the Googles and Facebooks that have banned most of InfoWars, what is happening is the economic undermining of a democracy and a republic such as ours. By taking our resources and squandering them in foreign lands on foreign adventures that we ought to not be involved in. The Middle East is a prime example. What in the hell are we doing there? We don't need the energy. We're a net exporter. Alternative energies, we could be the leader if we worked on it a little bit harder. But the point of the matter is, we don't need to be there. It's not our dispute. Let them settle it regionally if they can figure it out, or have their own revolution like we did. But I don't think we need to be there. Look at the problem it's breeding for Europe because of their policies towards the Middle East and entanglement and involvement in someone else's foreign affairs. Mind your own business. Maybe makes sense. Or at least pay your own bill in the case of NATO and Asia and a lot of the rest of the world. Well, our infrastructure suffer. Well, we fail to connect up the structures in the United States that bring the treasury of Alaska into the production rust belt of the nation that should be a gleaming, shining production hub once again. This is where the world needs to change. We have an opportunity to reshape it all. Draining the swamp isn't just about Washington, D.C. It's the economic swamp, the economic slavery that's been built on multinationals that control our media, our communications. And what's happened with this network in the last month, 2 months, is a prime example of it, and only the beginning of what is coming. Censorship, when you think about in a democratic republic, is the beginning of the end of the things that we hold in common. I talked a lot about history in this segment, and the next segment when I come on, I want to talk more about it, because only from a multi-generational perspective do we recognize the hijacking of America as has happened. It's happening now again to our children and grandchildren, and it's up to us to inform the public and to crack the cosmic egg of the fake news in what's called mainstream media today, which is controlled by multinational corporations, interlocking boards of directors. Take a look at the history and record. And this is what's being shut down, is the ability to have a dialogue. And being able to afford to have that dialogue requires support for this network and independent researchers through their intellectual property, their books, their videos, supplements that make you healthy. I mean, things that at least is a quid pro quo. So support InfoWars. The InfoWars store is a great place. It registers your support for what's going on with this network and bringing the messages out there. 25% off on Survival Shield right now while the supply lasts. Get that Survival Shield X2, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And check out my website at EarthPulse.com, EARTHPULSE, EarthPulse.com. I appreciate when you do. There's information there, tells you some of the things we're up to, as well as things I think are important under special events. This has been Dr. Nick Begich again on the fourth hour of a Friday afternoon, broadcasting from my home in Alaska. It's been good to be with you at InfoWars.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.